Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, beware the unity of men. It is God's glory that produces the unity for which Jesus prayed, not outward politics, not military might, not strong leadership. John 17:22, the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. That unity with Christ produces perfection and the winning of souls. It does not produce a superchurch, nor a watering down of truth. John 17:23, I in them, you, Father, in me, Jesus, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me. Jesus kept his group together based on his name, not based on strong-arm power plays. He asks the Father to do the same. John 17:11-12. Keep through your name those that you gave me. While I was with them, I kept them in your name. When the prayer is answered, we will be united, as Christ is united with the Father. If we try to answer a prayer to the Father, we'll be united as men unite with men, very imperfectly. Only God can make us one. The early disciples were already together physically in one group, but he prays that when the Spirit comes, they'll be made one. One is a totally different idea from together. John must give way to Paul to show us how the prayer was answered historically. 1 Corinthians 12:12. As the human body is one, so is Christ, he says. By one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Paul's not looking to a future time when all the Corinthian factions will be united into one big humongous group of people that can take over the empire. He asserts that already the body is one. Jesus' prayer is already answered and continues to be whenever the Spirit falls on one new member of Christ. There's a huge difference between striving for unity and recognizing the unity that already exists. The striving, when taken to the wrong extremes, becomes fleshly activity and creates men of renown ruling over forces to be reckoned with, challenges to the world's systems, but on the world's level. The recognizing, when viewed through the Spirit, leads to men and women submerged in a deluge of true power that confounds God's enemies in God's time. North Korea may be won to Christianity, medieval style, by a show of Christian unity when the floodgates swing open and let the light in. But North Koreans will be won to Christ only when the Spirit-filled church hears from God and does his bidding. There's absolutely no reason to lay down the precious truths of God's Word in order to unite with those who wear Christ's name but do not know Christ. Beware. Christian ministries, read afresh the story of Jehoshaphat and be wise. Thank you for your interest in North Korea today. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for more blogs, current North Korea news, and many other resources. You can even get Chosun House to your iPod via iTunes or Sermon Audio. We're trying to provide all you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the hermit kingdom, the land of morning calm.